won't wait. I know this, but I'm gonna get you high. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
All right.
Yeah, man.
We are back.
For the people watching, I apologize. I had to go get a cup. Whatever is in his cup seemed to give him a burst of energy. So I had to go get me get me a cup, too. And please, like Lil Wayne said, don't ask me what's in my cup. What's in my cup is in my cup.
Right.
Okay. All right. We're going to leave it at that.
So, smoking good weed with a bad bitch. Mm-hmm. Always, it's always a good time. You know what I'm saying? Oh, like the song said, it's always a good
time. Even if it don't end at something.
Right.
Just sometimes, if she's that bad, just being in the presence. You feel me?
Right. Good. Especially if the vibe is right. Like sometimes, sometimes vibes are just as good experiences as, because I've had situations where I smashed on the first day and hated everything that came afterwards, right? And I've had times where I just, you know, caught
that's
a vibe.
That's not her fault, though. That's your fault.
No, I'm talking about like you just hated everything afterwards.
Yeah, that's your fault.
Is it my fault that I hated
because look, right? I'm gonna explain this to you.
All right.
And it happens to me a lot.
Okay.
And I started to notice it. Everything is exciting in the beginning. Why?
Well, because it's the unknown.
Exactly.
Right.
So once you figure out the unknown.
Once the unknown is known.
The hype is over.
Yeah.
So it's no uncharted territory.
Oh, anymore. Okay, right.
So mentally, you get bored. There's no chase no more. There's nothing to look forward to no more. You feel me? It's either you're getting the same head, you're getting the same pussy, you're getting a... It's the same. It's the same for ladies, too. I don't know if it worked like this for ladies.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious. Sound off in the comments, you know what I'm saying, if y'all feel the same.
But I know for sure, for men, you feel me, after that, that's when it becomes, for the lack of better words, boring.
You right. Know what I'm
saying? So it's not so much of what she's doing. That's why ladies is important. To keep the excitement in your relationship. So he don't get bored and start wandering off and you get the point. All right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I should have a relationship show too. I told you I'm a good relationship expert.
I'm not so sure. It's just that sometimes you say some shit that sounds... It sounds like you have to let it roll.
This
you know
lab,
what I'm saying? Like,
this, no, this is lab tested things. Like,
this is lab tested.
I'm trying to tell you, this is lab tested. I'm trying. I did extensive studies in my lab.
Niggas getting slick with the lab tested stickers, though. You know what I'm saying? Look, it's funny because a while ago somebody was like, "Well, you know, niggas be buying the pouches, like the cookies pouches and stuff, like online. Like you could look them up online, like on like eBay, Amazon, shit like that. Uh-huh. Boom, buy the pouches. So how do you know that a nigga just ain't putting no other weed inside of the pouches?" I'm like, listen, I was like, well, first and foremost, it all depends on who you're going through buying weed from. You know what I'm saying? I was like, my curators are getting it direct supply, right? You know what I'm saying? So I know when I'm getting it in the right packaging and when I'm not, right?
Right.
But before, there were some tells. Like, the cookie blue was off for a while.
Yeah.
But recently, some of these bootleg niggas done got real nice with it. I mean, they got the hologram sticker on the motherfucker.
Right.
Then they've been rocking off with the lab-tested joint. I seen a nigga with a 50-pack of these joints, right?
Oh, shit.
All the lab-tested stickers were identical.
Oh, shit.
Like, identical numbers, lot numbers, everything. They just copied one official lab sticker from an official strain and duplicated it, you know what I'm saying? So now niggas is running around with the nice fake me outs and shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But everybody's too lazy to seal the top of the bags, right? You know what I'm saying?
That's
so that's part of the... That's a big teller right there. You know what I'm saying?
That's the teller.
Yeah. And then even the ones that do seal it, you can look at it and tell if it was factory sealed by like cookies or if a nigga used the seal machine just to seal the top of the shit.
We giving away all the secrets. They're going to be mad at us.
It's all good. We have to. You know what I'm saying?
No more 50 bags in the hood.
Yeah, nah, we have to, man. We can't let our people go out like that.
If I don't
got to
show my ID to get it,
yeah,
you can't charge me $50.
We can't let our people go out like that. You know what I'm saying? Because they looking at all these different weed, and they going to look for a nigga that got a jar that looked like this or whatever. But if that shit ain't sealed with the lab sticker and all that shit like that,
right,
it ain't legit, man. Right. It might be some fire in there. It just might not be what it says it on the jar. You know what I'm saying? So pro tip.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's the thing. There's this whole clockwise, counterclockwise dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
My pro tip is this. I've never really bought into whether the cipher has to go clockwise or counterclockwise.
Well, we know.
As long as it goes the same direction. Mm. And continues to go the same direction. Mm. Now, I fuck up the rotation all the time.
Mm-hmm.
However, for me, as long as I keep the rotation going, whatever direction it was happening.
What you don't? It's like every time you fuck up the rotation, it's always the opposite way. Like,
yeah.
You never get, even if it's clockwise or counterclockwise.
I ain't gonna
lie.
You
always go the opposite way of where it's going.
The one little shorty, though. She definitely had an ill little solution, yo. I was fucking with that shit, with the Marco Polo shit. I was fucking with that. Hey, yo, look.
I didn't know what was going on.
Bruh, we sitting there chilling. Mind you, I'm stoned like a motherfucker, right? You know what I'm saying? But the blunt, this gear ain't go around, that's that wake me up weed, right? So I already knew I was getting ready to get charged up for a second, right?
Uh-huh.
Boom. So all of a sudden, Shorty just like, Marco. And for a half a second, I said to myself, what the... And before I could form the fuck, other shorty was like, Polo. And then she just handed her a blunt. And I'm like, hold up. What was that that just happened right there? Right. What was that?
And it just so happened I was supposed to get the blunt next.
Right. So you was tight about it, but yeah, I was fucking with it. I was like, hold up.
I was like, wait a minute. What just happened?
As a matter of fact, that's kind of where our vibe kind of picked up at, because the vibe started in the house, but it picked up when I co-signed her on the motherfucking Marco Polo. I thought that was lit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man.
I was like, what? Marco Polo?
Nah, fuck that.
Hell yeah.
It took you a half a second. It took me a whole half a minute. God damn, I didn't know what was going on. Even after she said Polo, I was like, what? Polo? What was y'all talking about? What is this? Then she passed it a blunt. I was like, oh, hell no. That is mine, man. My turn.
Look, I had a over 35 moment and shit, you know what I'm saying? it was fucked up because when it happened, I heard Trey in my mind saying, that's that 35 and over shit, right? You know what I'm saying? He was right, you know what I'm saying? Man, I did not have the right app on my phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a weird situation when you're sitting there and a young lady says, yo, you got Snap? Hit me on my Snap.
Right.
And I say, huh? I look at my, look at my phone, so I scroll through. Where is that Snapchat at? Oops. That's one of the ones that I deleted when I needed some more space. Right, you know what I'm saying? Oops.
That's a go-to when you fuck some shit up. Why you ain't got my number? Oh, I deleted shit. I ain't got no space. But yeah, I am officially over the 30 and over club because I do not have a Snap neither, sir. Never had one. So I guess that's one thing that makes me part of the 30 and over club right there.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So stoner confessions, you know what I'm saying? When have you been in a situation where because you didn't have any weed,
mm-hmm.
Nah,
what you doing? It's on video, so yeah, we live, baby. Yeah, you might as well keep going with what you saying.
No, because I'm gonna edit this shit.
No,
right?
I am. I'm bringing it up in every scene, so you can edit.
It. So when's the situation where you didn't have any weed and you needed to go see a chick who you knew that not having any weed was going to fuck up the situation, you know what I'm saying? What were the lengths that you've gone through to get the weed, you know what I'm saying, in order for you to have the right situation, you know what I'm saying?
I never been outside the proximities of not being able to get, weed in some type of way. Even if I don't have money to get weed, I know the right people. You know what I'm saying? And 9 times out of 10, me and my curator have a very good relationship because 9 times out of 10, these is my close homeboys. You know what I'm saying?
So right.
At any point, I'm probably at least something to smoke. You know what I'm saying? If not a whole something to last me. But I don't know. I haven't went through great lengths to grab weed. Let me think. I done took road trips before. It done been times where I done had the money to get weed, and my normal curators haven't had weed. You feel me? So I done definitely traveled. Let me see. What's the longest I done traveled? D.C. is 1.5 hours. I definitely done traveled 1.5 hours, if not more, to get some weed because it was nothing around my way.
Man, me and my homeboy got stuck in a blizzard and snowed in with these two chicks, right? Now, mind you, one girl was his, like, he had just started fucking with Shorty. So that was like his new girl. They was like a new relationship thing, right?
Right.
Her cousin had just happened to be coming over to kick it with us, and I was going to meet her, right? Now, they knew that the snow was coming, but we didn't know it was going to be fucked up like that, right? Or maybe they did know that, and this was part of the whole play anyways, right? But anyways, they ended up getting snowed in with us, right? So we now are on, like, the second day of, like, being, like, so, like, they came over early in the afternoon one day, the whole day at night, wake up the next morning. Now we're in the next day sometime around, like, 3-4 in the afternoon, right? Niggas is getting down to the last little bit of weed, right?
Right.
And the snow is not letting up.
Right.
So everybody I'm calling don't got no bud. Niggas can't get the car that we had out of the parking lot the way that the apartment in the townhouse area was set up. Right. It was just hard to get our car out. And the plow didn't come through and hit the street, so we was kind of fucked up. We found out about one nigga that had some weed, but where he lived at was a hop, and it was up a hill.
Oh, man.
Yo, niggas geared up. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas geared the fuck up, yo. And went on this epic fucking snow hike. It felt like it took forever to get to this nigga house and get back, yo. But he had some fire, and it definitely changed the whole situation. Because we was at a point where it was fun that we had them with us. But we knew they were going
to
be with us for at least another day or two. And they were at the point where that cute shit that was cute yesterday is starting to get a little annoying today, right? And maybe on the other side, some of my, you know, habits, I guess, or whatever, are starting to bother you because now you're seeing me in my natural element. The only difference is that this is my element that you are at, you are starting to annoy me. And I can count on my fingers in one hand how many more blunts I can roll up. And the way I smoke, 4 is like a dangerous level. If I can only roll up 4 times, we are in danger right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas definitely, like, think about it. I start getting nervous right now when we only down to 6 or 7 jars. Like, oh shit, hold up. I only got 6/8 left. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yo, you know what I mean? Right. That's funny as shit.
All right.
This is higher learning.
All right, so we've been giving you this step by step, week by week, grow guide just to kind of help you, point you in the right direction. I implore you to go do research as well. That way, you know, I'm learning this stuff as I go along. This is all about learning and teaching at the same time. So you definitely want to go do your research. Definitely go talk to an expert. I'm by no means an expert. I mean, I consider myself a connoisseur. I consider myself knowledgeable when it comes to weed more than just recreationally smoking it, but I'm by no means an expert. So, you know what I'm saying? I definitely implore you guys to, like, do your own research on top of what I tell you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So this week we're going to talk about deciding on your cannabis grow medium. So growing indoors, it means that you have a bunch of different choices to choose from. And whether it's like old fashioned, a pot of soil, or maybe a rock wool slab in a hydroponic tray, every medium has its benefits and its drawbacks. So right now we're going to talk about two of the more popular mediums. One of them is soil. Soil is the most traditional medium. Soil is what most things are grown in. You know what I'm saying? That's just how plants work. Any high-quality potting soil will work as long as it doesn't contain any artificial, like, extended-release fertilizer, like Miracle-Gro and all that stuff like that. Right. You don't want that shit in your soil when you're growing weed.
Right.
All right? So don't get the shit with the extra enhanced with Miracle-Gro. You just want to get good old-fashioned, high-quality potting soil.
Dirt.
With nothing added to it.
Dirt.
Yep.
Matter of fact, go in your backyard and just dig up the dirt in your backyard.
Nah, I'm saying a good choice for beginners, just so you don't have to worry about impurities, is spend a couple more dollars and get the organic pre-fertilized soil. You know what I'm saying? Okay. That's perfect soil right there, and you wanna have an organic base if you're doing soil plants for your indoor crop. Right. Now, with all organic growing, this relies on a healthy population of certain soil bacteria that needed to facilitate the conversion of certain organic matter into nutrients that are usable for the plant. So you just want to make sure that you help your plant along by supplementing your plants with liquid nutrients as the soil starts to deplete. And we'll talk about more of those nutrients in another installment of this grow guide later on down the line. Another one is soilless, aka hydroponics. Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, that was the only fire that I knew of.
Right.
Like, at one point in time, it was either like
the hydro,
Reggie or Dro.
Right.
There wasn't even mids yet.
Right, right.
It was Reggie or Dro.
Right, right.
Then Arizona came around at some point in time. I never quite understood why it was called Arizona. Maybe because it originated in Arizona? I don't know.
It's the same thing. Arizona and Dro is the same thing.
Nah, but Arizona was a little bit different. I thought Arizona was like...
Arizona...
was like Combud.
Arizona and... All right, boom. It's the Reggie. Then you remember it went to the Dro. Then it was the Arizona. Then the Haze. Then around my way, I don't know if y'all had the sour out here.
Yeah.
We had the sour maybe in Baltimore.
Yeah.
We had the sour. Then after the sour, that's when the beginning of all the names started, basically, after that for me. Like,
because the names back then, like, it was like, if you got this, like, you was like the shit, because this was like the only names that niggas knew was shit like Northern Lights or something like that. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, you get your hands on some Northern Lights, like, oh shit, like,
yeah. Granddaddy Kush.
Right.
You feel me?
Purple Haze. Purple. I remember Purple Haze was like lit. Like, if you got some Purple Haze, it was like a specialty or some shit like that. Yeah. Now, I look at some Purple Haze.
Purple
like,
Haze, Sour
Diesel. It depends on who grew it.
What else? I remember we got some right here, matter of fact. Some I remember the Skywalker OG.
Uh-huh.
That was one of the first like popular names. There it was a lot of yeah. But now shit, I done heard so much shit, so many names, you be like, that has nothing to do with weed. Like like cereal milk, for instance. Like, nigga, that has not a haze, a draw, or nothing at the end of the cushion.
But the flavor profile of it makes it make sense. You know what I mean?
Nowadays, that's how they categorize. Yeah. Remember, it used to be something haze, something cush, something draw. You feel me? Now it's just... Nigga,
because they took something haze and something kush and crossed them together to create whatever pie. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, yeah, whatever cake, whatever.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
This banana slug.
All right, so hydroponics. The method is basically feeding your plants with concentrated solutions of mineral and nutrients, and they're absorbed directly by the roots. So it's a quicker nutrient uptake, leading to faster growth, bigger yields, but it also requires a lot more precision. So if you do go with the hydroponic route, you're definitely going to get bigger buds. It's definitely going to be more potent. If you take the time that it takes to go through a hydroponic situation, you'll probably get a much better yield than if you go with the soil. I personally am trying to put together my own home hydroponic system versus going with the soil. You know what I'm saying? There's just a lot of advantages, and the only disadvantages is putting in the work. And I'm one of those type of people where I get tunnel vision on a project. You know what I'm saying? So something like that, I'm gonna make sure I'm on it. Like keep a grow journal and all that shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
So different materials that you use basically to sit the plant in and sort of for it to hold the roots and everything and let the water flow through is stuff like rock wool, clay pebbles, you know what I'm saying, and cocoa coir. And there's other stuff that are like coconut husk and things like that. There's different mediums. The clay pellets and the rock wool is usually the most common one. So I know if anybody's seen weed growing and you see a pot with a whole bunch of balls, basically, paws, like, in there. And it's just this free roots hanging in there.
Yeah.
Those are the clay balls right there.
Yeah, you got to pause that whole section. This nigga said the balls.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Pause right. For me even repeating it.
Okay.
Jesus. Jesus.
So, yeah. So you can either go soil or soilless. So we're going to roll up and catch this vibe, and then we're going to come back, and then we're going to talk about some strains, the strains that we're smoking today, and some other strains that are good for, you guessed it, fucking on higher learning.
Okay.
All right, so the strains that we're smoking on today are going to be Durban Poison from Northern Emerald. We smoked that before we started the episode. Now, this shit is something that says it with its chest. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Like as soon as you open the jar, you're just filled with this lemony, like, powerful citrusy smell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you can tell it's an uplifting.
Very distinct.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, soon as you, this is one of them weeds when you get it, you smoke it, and I don't care how long it's been since you smoked it, next time you get it, you going to remember what it is. You get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Oh, this is definitely Durban Poison right here. You get what I'm saying? Like,
it definitely was diesel-y, too. It had, like, some good diesel, like, after finish to it. It was really sticky. The residue was like heavy on it, you know what I'm saying? But it was like light, fluffy buds. It was one of those buds where you could look at it and tell that wherever they're clipping this at and they're curing it, like the cure process was done with care. The clipping process was done with care.
Right.
It has beautiful jar appeal, and that shit smokes super good. You know what I'm saying? Like that's one of the strains that I definitely wanted to get coming out here. And they didn't have it at the first three places I went to. So when I saw it there at the place, because we went to Care, Compassionate Caregivers Alliance. When we went there, I thought we were going somewhere else.
Right.
So I didn't mean to actually go there. I meant to go to another place. I thought that these two places were the same, but they weren't. Uh-huh. But I'm glad that we went there because we ended up getting some really good fucking weed, as well as another selection by Source, who's been a source of some good weed so far this trip. We got that classic Jack from there. Right. Trey made a ill-ass pickup with this banana slug. Before we hit that, what THC level is that Durban Poison at?
The Durban Poison.
The Durban's right there.
Oh, the Durban.
Yeah.
All right, fucking shit up. The Durban is 29.
Okay. And what about this banana slug that we got?
This banana slug is, hold up, it's on the box. Banana slug is 28.5.
Okay, and this is a cross between Sea Banana and Gorilla Glue number 4. It's almost a perfect hybrid. It's as close to a 50-50 indica sativa hybrid as you can get. And sticking with the theme,
smells so good. If you ever watched Pineapple Express,
yeah.
And he put his head and he said, "Oh my God, it smells so good. I could live here." This is how that smells. Yeah. I don't know. You want to hold it? So
yeah.
I'm rolling some of this right now.
Sheesh.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man. I know you guys can't see this close-up right here what I have in my hand, I'm going to cut right now on the screen. Hey, you should use this piece. Yeah, they're looking at all of it on the screen right now. I dumped it all out on the table earlier so they could see it real close up. If you guys look at the details of the crystals, of the trichomes, and everything on there, I mean, this shit looks crazy. This is known simply as slug. So if you've gotten some weed that has this, fruity banana but earthy, piney type of smell to it, it could possibly be the same strain. It may not be cultivated by source, but it's possibly from the same lineage. But like I said, this is close to a perfect hybrid. So it's cool that we're smoking this at a good time midday. It will give us just enough of the uplifting stuff that you get from the sativa with just enough relaxing, and it'll probably give us a little bit more of an appetite with that indica. Luckily that we stopped that good old egg slut before we, came in here and did this. And that's not an ad because they're not paying me. Neither is... the donut man had give me another one of the strawberry joints. I cannot stop eating them motherfuckers, man. Yeah, like, fuck, yo.
At least 3 or 4 since you've been here.
That is definitely the fourth one. Because the first day I got one. Then when second I went back, I got two that time because I knew I wanted one later. Then I skipped the day. And I was like, oh, man, I got to get one today, yo.
That's crazy.
All right, so... we are going to roll up and catch this vibe and go smoke this banana slug. And then we'll tell you if it lives up to the hype. And then we are going to get into some not safe for work high thoughts. We're going to talk about some munchies where I got a recipe for some supreme pizza nachos because everybody loves nachos. And I'm going to give you a freaky recipe for some marijuana chocolate edible body paint. And we got more shit, including our fives, on higher learning.
This is higher learning.
Learning, learning, learning.
All right. So there's a couple cannabis strains out there that are perfect for when you're chilling, you know what I'm saying, with your significant other, and you want to... increase the stimulation and the arousal, as we'll say. You know what I'm saying? Some of these strains are, one of them is Trey's favorite strain, which is Sour Diesel.
Yes, sir. Which explains a lot.
Sour, yeah.
Back in those days, Lord, I tell you. Listen, I done punished a few.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
It's the combination of the upliftingness that you get from the limonene terpene and the fruity, relaxing feeling that you get from the murkine makes Sour Diesel one of the perfect strains for, fucking. You know what I'm saying?
This one would probably be a perfect strain, too, the Banana Slug.
Yes, that or the Chem 91, another one that we've reviewed.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, the Chem 91.
And I was going to say the Chem 91 and the banana slug is two of my favorites so far.
Okay.
So, yeah, it makes sense.
And then another strain is the strawberry cough, which is one that we reviewed early on in the season.
I think that was either one or two.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It gives you a heady high. Mm-hmm. And it definitely has very thick cough-provoking smoke. But the mix of the limonene and the linalool, it gives it a nice uplifting and relaxing at the same time. So usually these strains that are uplifting and relaxing, sativas or sativa hybrids, are definitely the go-to strains for when you're hooking up, you know what I'm saying, for the night. and another one is Mimosa. Mimosa is a strain that I haven't tried quite yet, but this definitely has high limonene and myrcene. So what I'm getting from all of these strains so far is that any strain that is a sativa dominant hybrid, that the dominant terpenes are limonene and myrcene, is going to give you that nice combination of uplifting and relaxing, which is perfect for, you know, getting it on.
And it makes you last longer. Trust me. Trust me.
All right. So, high thought.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen not safe for work post by somebody who you knew? Like, have you ever seen someone's nudes on the internet that you knew personally or something like that?
Mm-mm.
Never?
Mm-mm.
You know that I have. Yeah, you know that I have.
Oh, man.
I mean, not only that, but I saw, all right, on more than one occasion, I saw screenshots of a girl who I knew in a Backpage ad, like back in the day when Backpage was like Backpage, when that was a thing.
Right.
Like there was a screenshot that was going around, and I knew it was her, but the fucked up part about it was that it was the tattoos that were like on her back and on the ass.
Right.
Before I even scrolled down and got to the pictures where she actually had pictures that had her face in there, which confirmed it was her. I knew the tattoos. Like, yeah, well, they look familiar, and I was like, hold up, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. And it's crazy because I never thought that she was that type. You know what I'm saying? Like the where it's
always
like,
be like that, right?
Yeah, the where it's like, even though I smashed it, it was almost like when I was with her, it was like, it wasn't a guarantee going in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could have went either way. One of them kind of situations.
Right.
And then I come to find out that, like, oh, you selling it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at least, I mean, you didn't charge me for it.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, in my mind, I'm like, so if there was a couple dollars involved right there, like, I could have just, like, cut all that other shit out of the middle of this. I mean, not that I wanted it to be that way, but it was just a weird feeling, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
like, when I saw
it,
you know what I'm saying? And I tried to act like I didn't recognize her.
Oh, shit.
But I did, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't want to commit to saying that I'd be, like, laid up with her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know what I mean? All right, high thought, keeping on the theme of not safe for work shit. Has anything happened like this at your job? Like, you ever been at your job and some old, like, freak shit happened and jump off?
With me or, like, somebody else at the job?
I don't know. You, somebody you know, just some not safe for work thing happening at work.
Oh, I done took part in a couple of not safe for work activities in my younger days, if that's okay saying. I'm 30 now, so yeah, it don't matter. That was the old whatevers.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
I definitely hooked up with assistant manager at a KFC that I worked at. This little Puerto Rican joint. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
Like, she asked if I was going to stay to close, and I'm like, yeah. And then she started sending other niggas home and shit. And that had happened before, but it was the other assistant manager, there was this white girl, that ended up smashing one of the cooks and shit, right?
Right.
So me and the other Puerto Rican joint, like, we had become friendly, you know what I'm saying, like, at this point in time. So I seen the move, peep, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't think that it was going to go down like that, but it did, though, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so, like, it was like, But it was crazy because when I first heard about the white girl and the other dude getting in, I thought that was some unheard of, like some movie shit to where right. it's like, damn, like nigga got some pussy at work. Like the right, fuck, right, you know what I'm saying? Right, right. Then when it happened to me, it was just like, it was cool, but it wasn't as great as I thought it was going to be for the simple fact that I was all penoid about it the whole time, like thinking that I was going to get caught. Right. And it wasn't like the kinky, you're going to get caught, suspenseful. Yeah, it was like the nervous, like, oh my God, like, what the fuck am I going to do if we get
once
caught?
Once I'm in that mode, I just blank out with everything else. I don't care if I get caught, quite frankly. Like, you'll just be seeing
it. Hey, I mean, now I don't, but then at that point in time, like, yeah. All right, so what makes you instantly unattracted to someone?
Instantly?
Yeah. Like, what is something that if a person does this, not saying that you would never fuck with them, but if a person does this, it automatically is like a negative point. You're looking at them like, the fuck? Like, you did that?
I think I'm past like the drug users.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The pill popping animals and all of that. You know what I'm saying? That's all the way a turn off to me. You know what I'm saying? If you smoke weed, yeah. If you drink, okay. But anything past that, I don't fuck with. You feel me? You're a junkie to me, and I don't fuck with that. So that's
me neither.
Back in the day, I would be like, shit, she fucked up. Huh? You feel me?
Right.
Now, I'm like, nah, I ain't even trying to do shorty like that. I ain't even going to do it.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I can agree with that, too. But one thing that instantly has me looking at you mad crazy is if I'm with a girl, I take her out to eat. And then for no reason, just because she happened to want to be a bitch at the moment, is rude to the fucking waitress. Like, I don't give a fuck if you think the waitress smiled at me too much. I don't give a fuck if you think some way psychologically that she was being smart when she wasn't. I don't give a fuck what you think is going on.
Right.
I absolutely hate it when a girl who I'm with, when we are out eating, is rude to the fucking waitress. And then not only that, but at the end of the meal, have the nerve to try to dictate how much I tip this bitch. Listen, if I am paying for it, I can tip her whatever the fuck I want to. And you cannot read into that as some old, like, that's one of my things. I'm trying to tell you, you know I'm weird and I'm crazy. And I can let a lot of shit slide, but it's little tiny shit that I cannot bend on. And that is one. Do not disrespect the waitress while you're sitting at the table with me. I don't give a fuck what she did, yo. You know what I'm saying?
One, you probably used to be a waitress or something of the sort.
I was a waiter at one point in time, but I've worked at a lot of restaurants. Yeah, but it's not even just that. It's just the fact of...
Hold up. Two, this must have really happened before.
Oh, yeah.
This must have, you still feel the anger.
Yeah, you see how I just went there for a second? How I just went there? Damn, yeah, I just traveled back there for a second.
Hey, yo.
Jeez.
That was definitely a deal breaker.
Yeah. It's like, don't tip this bitch that much. Hold up. Did you just tell me how much of my money to spend?
Right.
What the fuck is where are we at? What's going on here? You know what I'm saying? Did I miss something? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey. Shit.
Yep.
Yeah, I hate that shit, yo. I can't stand that shit, yo. You know what I'm saying? Because it goes along the lines with another thing, right? To where it's like, look, if a nigga fuck with you some type of way, then I got you.
Right.
I am not going to let some old fucking bullshit happen to you, right?
Right.
However, you better not go provoking motherfuckers and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then try to like insert me into some shit that wasn't never supposed to happen because you were supposed to shut the fuck up to begin with. You know what I'm saying?
See, in my case, I'm the provoker. You know what I'm saying? I'm the nigga that curses the waiter or something, as you've seen from the other day.
Yeah. Listen, I had to tell you, like, listen,
the one
man,
thing, please. You don't play with my food and don't play with my money. You know what I'm saying? Anything else, my heart, all that I could handle. But my food and my money, uh-huh. Oh, my God. You would see a whole different side. Minutes had to justify it for me and make me see the other side of things.
Yeah. So I had to be the mediator real quick, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They all didn't get my money back. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Some Skittles, I get something to drink because I got the munchies. I've been smoking dope. I got the munchies.
All right, so I got two recipes. One of them is going to be for a classic munchie, a classic snack. This is some Supreme Pizza Nachos. Mm-hmm. This is definitely a good nacho recipe. It's perfect, all-purpose for any type of party. Last episode, I gave you guys an infused marinara sauce recipe, so you can use that instead of the marinara sauce recipe that I have in this recipe. I said recipe a bunch of times in a row just now.
I wasn't about to say
that. That I have posted on the page where the other recipes are, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, and then just follow everything else for the nachos. We're using pita chips for nachos here, but you can substitute that with any type of chip of your choice. The key here is that the infusion will be in the marinara sauce, but you can just use this as a good munchy recipe without infusing it. The one recipe that you do need to infuse, though, for the lovers out there, is these marijuana chocolate edible body paint recipe. This was a submission that somebody sent me a link of. This young, nice, lovely lady, you know what I'm saying, who shall remain nameless. And all you need is a stovetop and a pan, you know what I'm saying? You need a half a cup of granulated sugar, an eighth of a teaspoon of salt, a third a cup of water, 2 tablespoons of cannabis-infused butter, a third cup of unsweetened cocoa powder, half a teaspoon of vanilla, and a half a teaspoon of Grand Marnier, Amaretto, Kahlua, or other sweet liqueur. You heat the sugar, salt, and water together in a small saucepan over medium heat without stirring until the sugar is completely dissolved. Stir in the butter and cannabis butter until melted and mixture is smooth. Stir in the cocoa powder until the mixture is smooth. Remove from heat, stir in the vanilla and the liqueur, then transfer into a small jar and let it cool until it's just warm to the touch. And then you can use it as a body paint. And when your other person licks it off of you, that person will be getting high in the process.
Okay. Can you use it like as a sauce? Is it like a dipping
sauce? Yeah, you could probably definitely use this as a dipping sauce.
So it's just like a chocolate saucing.
Yeah, they probably just called it body paint just because that's how they used it, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe because they knew I was going to click on this, but...
Well, off air, I'm going to need honey.
All right, so we're gonna roll up and catch this vibe, and then we'll be back with some fives. Or oh, how you learning?
Runga fives. Oh yeah. Who got fives?
Who got fives?
Who got fives?
Where's your fives?
Where's your fives?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Where's your fives?
Who putting up on the set?
Who got five?
Oh, man.
All right, so
to the bottom of this cup.
They say behind every good man is a good woman. Mm. And they say behind every good woman is a good man staring at her ass.
Oh.
I've heard that. Somewhere. Yeah. So
I thought you was going somewhere. Oh shit.
So top five celebrity power couples of all time.
Oh shit. Damn. Off Bucks, Barack and Michelle.
Okay.
B&J.
Okay.
Oh man. After B&J, I don't know where to go. I respect it. Will and Jada.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, man. Let me think about some relationships here.
They don't have to be current right now. They don't have to be together right now.
Well, shit, what's the point then?
Because, I mean, if they were at the time considered based on their relationship as a power, based on their relationship as a power couple, would they be considered in the top five celebrity power couples of all time? It doesn't have to be five current couples right now.
Well, Kanye and Bruce.
Okay.
How many is that? Three or four?
I think that you said Barack and Michelle.
Uh-huh.
You said Jay and Beyonce.
Well.
Okay.
I don't know who phone.